He signed out of the office and had his driver take him to the Sloan Kettering Center at 67th and 1st. Karp hated hospitals. He was ashamed of this, but he could not help it. His mother had died in a place like this when he was 14. Marlene had spent considerable time in hospitals, too, and each time he had to go was like a small death. Raymond Guma was sitting up in bed talking to Eddie Bent. Guma was a very old friend of Karp's. He had been a veteran at the DA's when Karp arrived, and although not strictly speaking a mentor, since his reputation was not the best and everything he had to teach was barely legal, Karp treasured him as a reminder of the dear old days at the DA, when guys in fedoras and three-piece suits with watch chains had fought the mob in its power. Guma knew more about the mafia than anyone else in New York, not excluding the heads of the traditional five families.
"Butch Karp,"
exclaimed Guma when Karp walked in.
"For a minute there, I thought you were the priest. I got a little worried."
"You don't look like you need a priest, Guma," said Karp. "A girl, maybe." Guma brought up a hoarse, laugh-like noise. He actually did not look as bad as Karp had expected and feared. He looked like a shriveled old monkey, true, but he'd always looked a little like one. The cancer had made him into a 7/10 scale model of himself. He wore a blue stocking cap with a Mets emblem on it over his hairless head, which did not detract from the simian appearance at all.
"You know Eddie, Butch," said Guma.
"Sure, long time, Eddie." Eddie Bent nodded gravely to acknowledge it had been. Edigio Frascati, a turtleish man of past 70, was a retired capo regime of the Genovese. Guma had once put him away for a decent interval, but Eddie Bent had no hard feelings. It was never personal with those guys.
"We were just talking about great unsolved hits of the past," said Guma, as Carr pulled up a straight.